This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting continues. Discussion on the recent budget taking place. MPs draw attention of government on contemporary issues. Four died due to high altitude during Yarsha collection. And China's spacecraft lands on Moon's far side. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has begun. Finance Minister Barshaman Pun is scheduled to submit a proposal to start a general discussion on the annual estimate of the revenue and expenditure for the coming fiscal year 2024-25. In the special time of the meeting, MP Gagan Thapa from Nepali Congress made clear that though the name of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Ravi Lamichana, is not mentioned in the TOR, he is not out of the investigation. Speaking in the urgent time of the session, Nepali Congress lawmaker Ram Hari Khatiwara said that it is not in accordance with the law to assign those who violate traffic rules as volunteers on the road. He emphasized that although the matter of giving leave to women police during menstruation is positive, it should be implemented only by making a law. Member of Parliament Ishwari Devi Neupani demanded through the Speaker for the effective implementation of the rule that MPs should attend the Parliament in decent dress. MP Damodar Poudal Bairagi and MP Madhav Sapkota appealed that everyone should now come together in making the discussions over the fiscal year's budget more effective, and also the rising issues of climate change impacts must be discussed in the House and then reach a conclusion to mitigate the challenges. In the meeting, MPs Manish Chha, Gyan Bahadur Shahi, Sher Bahadur Kuwar, Birendra Prasad Mahato, Rekha Yadav, Ram Prakash Chaudhary, Ganga Ram Chaudhary, Prem Suwal and Chitra Bahadur Kesi appealed that since the House has resumed once again after a long obstruction, everyone should now focus on addressing the contemporary issues of the citizens. As many as four Yarsha pickers died of altitude sickness in the past 2 days in Mugu district. The next one is receiving treatment in a local health facility. Chief District Officer of Mugu, Tupendra Kesi, said that Devraj Buddha, age 20, of Talegaon from Chayanath Rara Municipality 10 in the district, died on the way to the district hospital in Gamgadi on Saturday as his treatment was not likely in Mugu Health Post. Likewise, the health condition of Jivan Buddha of the same village is serious due to altitude sickness. Similarly, other three people died after suffering from altitude sickness in Patan Tholokoiki area. The Mugum Kamrung Rural Municipality has opened the entry of Yarsha pickers in more than 25 highlands of the district from May 7. A house, a health facility and an under-construction hospital in Bhotkhola Rural Municipality of Sankhwa Sabha were buried by triggered landslides due to intense rain. The landslides occurred on Friday and Saturday in Bhotkhola, which lies 45 kilometers from the district headquarters, Khandbari. Rural Municipality Chair Wang Chedar Bhote said the landslides buried the house of a resident of Sembang of Bhotkhola 4, forcing the family to take shelter at neighbor's house. The landslide also damaged a camp for the Upper Arun's access road at Chongrang, burying two vehicles owned by the project. However, the disaster caused no human casualties. Similarly, the Damoli Dumre Road section along the Prithvi Highway was obstructed after a landslide occurred this morning near Musekhola in Vyas Municipality 1 of Tanahung. The District Police Office Tanahu said that the vehicular movement was obstructed due to the landslip while working to widen the Mungling Pokhara Road section. Police said that the efforts are ongoing to clear the debris and resume vehicular movement. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has advised citizens to take precautionary measures against dengue fever infection. With temperatures on the rise and the monsoon season approaching, the local government has cautioned residents about the heightened risk of dengue. According to the advisory, the proliferation of mosquito larvae is expected to increase with the onset of rainfall, further amplifying the risk of infection. The acting chief of the Kathmandu Metropolis Health Department, Sajina Moharjan, said that though there have been no reported cases of dengue in the city thus far, the local government is concerned regarding its potential outbreak during rains. The local government also planned to undertake biolarvicide spraying activities if deemed necessary to combat the spread of dengue infection. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China says its unscrewed craft has successfully landed on the far side of the moon, an unexplored place almost no one tries to go. According to the China National Space Administration, CNSA, the Chang'e 6 touched down in the South Pole Aitken Basin at 6:23 Beijing time on Sunday morning. Launched on 3rd May, the mission aims to collect precious rocks and soil from this region for the first time in history. The probe could extract some of the moon's oldest rocks from a huge crater on its south pole. The landing was fraught with risk because it is very difficult to communicate with spacecraft once they reach the far side of the moon. China is the only country to have achieved the feat before landing its Chang'e 4 in 2019. The lander hovered about 100 meters above the safe landing area and used a laser 3D scanner before a slow vertical descent. Chinese state media described the successful landing as an historic moment. Exit polls suggest that India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to win a third consecutive term in office. They have placed Mr. Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, as the front runner in the general election. The BJP, the main opposition Congress party, and regional rivals battled it out in fierce campaign over 7 phases of polling. Results will be announced on 4th June this Tuesday. A party of coalition needs 272 seats in parliament to form a government. Meanwhile, at least 33 Indian polling staff died on the last day of voting from heat stroke in just one state, a top election official said on Sunday, after scorching temperatures gripped swaths of the country. While there have been reports of multiple deaths from the intense heat wave, with temperatures above 45 degrees Celsius in many places, the dozens of staff dying in one day marks an especially grim toll. According to Chief Electoral Officer for the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, where voting in the 7th and the final stage of elections ended Saturday, said that 33 polling personnel died due to the heat. The figure included security guards and sanitation staffs as well. Mexicans are going to the polls on Sunday in an election which is almost certain to see the country's first female president elected. Both the front-runner Claudia Sheinbaum and her main rival Xochitl Galvez are far ahead in the polls of the only male candidate, Jorge Alvarez Maynes. Voters will also elect all members of Mexico's Congress and governors in 8 states, as well as the head of Mexico City's government. The campaign has been overshadowed by violent attacks which have resulted in more than 20 local candidates being killed across Mexico. Whoever wins will take office at the end of September. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Likewise, gusty wind is possible at one or two places of Gandaki and Lumbini province. There are also chances of light snowfall likely to occur at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. At present, there is partial influence of western winds as local air in the country, with also the influence of induced low pressure system ranging from around Bihar of India up to West Bangladesh. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting continues, discussion on the recent budget taking place. MPs draw attention of government on contemporary issues. 4 died due to high altitude during Yartsa collection. And China's spacecraft lands on moon's far side. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.